Welcome to the Super Show. New, improved, with the eye of justice, kung fu grip, and cut like an action figure. Adventure playset included. Gold bricks sold separately. This show covers all kinds of epicness. From ancient antiquity to multiplying zygotes. You want it, we got it. Starring the world's most dangerous talking heads. Sam Simeon, the supervillain. Kellen the Wise. And belligerent Ben for the win, Benji Bats. Now brace yourself. It only hurts at first. And when you turn it off, so lay back, spark it if you got it. As we bring you the Super Show.
Woohoo! Welcome!
We in there.
We are live in the salon. Ooh. This is the Super Show.
It is.
Series 3, episode 93, the Dwight Freeney.
The Freenster.
The Freeney!
So let's go ahead and give him his just due.
And who are we?
We are the Super Show. That voice you just heard is belligerent Ben for the win, Benji Bats.
True.
I am Sam Simeon. And
true.
And the voice you have not heard is Kellen the Wise.
I'm here too.
And all, he works here too.
He works here too.
Welcome. We're going to get right to it because I always am lax on getting to the point of the show. We are here in the salon to talk about all things Deadpool. We're going to do Deadpool 1, ooh, Deadpool 2. We're going to speed it in some cases. We're going to do a speed run on Deadpool. But that's what we're going to do on today's show. We're really excited about that, especially Benji Betts, who is a big fan of Ryan Reynolds.
Me.
But in addition, Kellen the Wise is renowned for his fandom. I believe it would be fair to say he is equally a fan of Deadpool as I am of Captain America.
Yes.
So, shout out to Captain America.
Oh, and you never saw Deadpool pulling no hyper shit.
No, that is true. That is true.
It is true.
Oh.
News in the nude.
And now for new news.
So we got a lot of new news today.
Do we?
We have some new news. And the new news starts with, let's see what the new news starts with. I was slightly off center when this new news came up, so let's see.
I think I had one too. What has happened recently? Marvel, DC?
Let's see. Wow. Of course, this would happen live.
Five rounds.
Shit is not right. Okay, this was a big deal. Superhero Junkie is one of the first books because I'd heard that they were having a big dialogue online, and I was really interested in that, which you could go to. It's called superherojunkie.com. But they were discussing about how Gore the God Butcher was so sadly one of the most underutilized and wasted villains that the MCU has ever produced. And I thought for a minute, and I was like, yeah, why would they even attempt to do that type of character and basically neuter that character?
Well, not to mention that his biggest thing, the Necro Sword, is like a symbiote-based power, and they didn't do that. So, like, the coolest part about him, they didn't do.
But then he didn't have the sword at all, did he?
He did have the Necro Sword.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't utilized like that.
Nope. It sure was not.
Nerp.
And it affected, like, basically the entire point of the movie, because you knew, well, once he wasn't a threat, like, I thought they were going
to
have him.
I'm not trying to be
butcher gods.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm not trying to be dickish to Gore, the God Butcher, but he did only butchered one god at the beginning.
And it was a lame god.
We didn't even see it. We just saw the body. We didn't see him butcher it. Like, Gore, the God Butcher, he's supposed to be taking dudes down. But,
and, like, making and ribeye steaks and stuff.
And then eating them.
It's like you're mad that didn't...
It's
like,
not Gore the God Butcher. It's Gore the Cannibal.
Wow, that's inappropriate. He didn't eat him. Cannibalism.
and
man,
this is the Super Show.
Pre-show festivities are just never a good idea.
And I
the crazy thing is, we haven't had any.
We have.
You haven't.
Jeter bells. So, but it's good because
I like the Jeter bell rock better.
Yeah.
It's more of a vibe to it.
There's room for all of them. We can't go wrong. But again, this is the Super Show.
And before
we get on a rant, we're going to move right into the next segment because you need to hear it, and we are glad to have you on board.
We are.
And so we're going to take a quick break and get this show on the road.
We'll be right back. This is the sickest fucking fifth grader in a 12-mile radius, Bobby Karate. I didn't make that up either. The whole class voted on it. And when I'm not grounded from the internet, I listen to WTAX, WeTax FM. That's 808.8 on your FM dial. Turn it up or turn it off. I gotta go. I think my mom found my stash again.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Weather out there today is hot and shitty, with continued hot and shitty in the afternoon. Tomorrow, chance of continued crappy with a pissy weather front coming down from the north.
It's intermission. Rise and stretch time.
This is Stumpy Samson, and do I have a deal for you? Coming soon, after Donnie's Discount Meat Warehouse was such a smash hit, Donnie's is proud to present his new culinary concept, the Busted Gut Diner. Donnie has selected the best meats for you. Stop in and have one of their delicious Moose Manhattans. Mm-mm. If you enjoy seafood, then try the scrumptious saltwater eel ceviche with freshly picked dandelion salsa. You are cordially invited to a party in your mouth, folks. Join us on Beaver Taco Tuesday. That's a double entendre. Six tacos stuffed with pickled beaver meat and wombat and kale sausage for $4.20. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's the Busted Gut Diner in the empty field next to Donnie's Discount Meat Warehouse. Just look for the windowless van off of I-95 and Malcolm X Boulevard by the abandoned warehouse near the Smith Coal Factory.
It's intermission. Rise and stretch time.
Butlin's, the big holiday, where everyone enjoys everything at no extra cost, like the monorail at Butlin's Skegness. It's a big holiday for kiddies with free swimming, boating, and games galore, not to mention the big free rides. It's a big holiday for parents, too, with freedom to enjoy carefree days and fabulous evenings of entertainment. It's a big holiday for everyone with everything to enjoy at Butlin's. And remember, no extras to pay.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Tweed perfume. Mrs. Taylor is wearing tweed in a new form. Parfum de toilette spray. Mrs. Stewart wears tweed. New tweed parfum de toilette spray. Mrs. Richardson wears tweed. New tweed parfum de toilette spray. Wear tweed. The finishing touch.
Now back to the Super Show.
Smash food! Nestled in the gorgeous villa or village of Capcana in the Dominican Republic,
we're still in the Dominican.
Back to the
indeed,
Dominican.
Indeed. We're on site at the 5-star resort, Hyatt Zilara. Adults only.
Adults only, because it does matter.
Oh, it does.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
We're visiting the French Tahitian Steakhouse, Brando's.
Not to be confused with Brando's.
That's true.
That's a cousin.
Very true.
A very distant cousin.
So,
Marlon Brando.
Now, we previously talked about Shudders, which I said was either the best or tied for the best food experience there. I will say Shudders did not have much by way of environment. Like, it was cool, but, I mean, it was pretty basic, you know. Now, Brando's was meant to impress. So, This is the place that you go to when you're the one night that you dress up in like your nice clothes that you bring with you to the resort. And went with my date and I went with two other couples, and we decided to, you know, really go all in. So we're ordering bottles, which actually you pay extra for. So if you order bottles, like, you know, you're spending a little bit of money
above and
beyond the $1,000 a night that it costs to stay there. So, with this meal, there was a lot going on. I didn't really keep track of everyone else's dishes, so I'm really going to stick to mine on this one. But again, this is a French Tahitian steakhouse, so the things that are offered are going to be presented in a French style, in a very romantic, dimly lit, very nice environment, a lot of very expensive furniture, jazz music, that whole thing. That old chestnut.
Does it mean they're cooking everything, what is it called, sous vide?
Some of the things are sous vide, I'm sure. And in fact, after our meal, we had gone so all in, the chef decided to come out and talk to us and spend a little bit of time with our party, which we adored, and we tipped very well afterwards. So I decided to start simple with the Marea salad, which is not actually a salad. It's just an appetizer with some things involved. So shrimp, avocado, orange, coriander, and coconut milk was included in this dish. And deceptive, it wasn't really a salad, and I know a lot of Americans would sort of question that. They would be looking for a big bowl of lettuce, but that's not the case in this place. Now, the shrimp were fucking gigantic. Very clean shrimp, very large. And the orange, coriander, coconut kind of mixture that accompanied it was quite tasty. Now, I think I'm about to blow your guys' mind here. So it's a French restaurant.
You won't.
No, I think I will. It's a French restaurant, so there is something that's very distinctly French that I decided I needed to try for the first time in my life. So I ordered the beef tenderloin with foie gras. Roasted garlic demi-glace and polenta.
Is goat liver.
Goose liver after the goose has been force-fed grain.
Yes, until it's fat.
And it's considered inhumane, actually, to produce it. And there are a lot of people that protest the notion of foie gras and places that produce it. But
how successful have they been at knocking it off?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we don't really eat it here in America, that's for sure. So,
foie gras.
So, the beef tenderloin with foie gras.
Foie gras. Say it again. So I can say it right.
Foie gras.
Foie.
Come on now, Amber Ting. Mm-hmm. You're not saying it right ever.
Foie gras.
Mm-hmm. Foie gras.
So the beef tenderloin.
French, what the fuck you mean?
All right, Amber.
So the beef tenderloin was not nearly as tender as the beef tenderloin that I had in the that I described in a previous Super Show that was at another restaurant there called Shudders. However,
your tenderloin's not tender.
This beef tenderloin was quite tasty. It was presented immaculately, presented better than what Shudders did, I would say. I have to say, like, I thought I was going to be grossed out by the foie gras. I thought I was going to dislike it. That shit was fucking amazing.
It was?
It was.
Weird.
Bro.
I know. I mean, obviously, it's incredibly popular around the world, so there's some draw.
Goose?
So basically, swollen goose liver. Well, I guess the goose was swollen.
It was very tender. It was almost like a mousse. And it was, I mean, it just.
See, I wouldn't think of mousse as tender.
Mousse, like M-O-U-S-S-E.
Oh,
not mousse. Not M-O-O-S-E. Jesus Christ. That's hilarious.
We're talking about fat goose liver.
So it was extremely tender. Like, the texture was amazing. The flavor
Wait a minute, now,
was what
mousse.
Blew me the fuck away.
Now you need to try moose?
No, now I'm saying that the goose liver...
I'm describing the fact that it was just very light and sort of fluffy, and that it wasn't like chewy or hard. I mean, it just was very soft on the palate, is what I'm trying to convey there. But, man, like, I was literally blown the fuck away by how good it was. And I, like, intellectually... The idea disgusts me, much like a hot dog or bologna. But
a bologna dog.
God damn. That shit was unfucking believable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Good to know. So I don't think I could do it, but good to know.
Then I finished with the creme brulee, which was very tasty, but I will say that the signature hardened top of the creme brulee was not super hard, so you couldn't like tap your spoon on it like you should be able to if like one single tap and your spoon was like in the shit. Yeah,
I so, just like the words creme brulee.
Creme brulee is a fun thing to say. I agree.
Whatever the fuck are you doing with that?
So the ambiance A+, experience A+, food A+ across the board for Brando's, the French Tahitian restaurant.
Not Brando's.
There at the Hyatt Zilara Cap Cana in the Dominican Republic.
A+?
A+ across the board.
Across the board. You know what I want to add to the board? I just thought about that. So when we do the fanfare applause, some Old West shots into the roof of the saloon type. Actually, some of goes off like this. And,
what's his face? Yosemite Sam shit.
That's what I think we should do. I need to put that on the board.
Yeah. Well, after the amazing fucking meal, we went across the way to a very cool martini bar that was included there with the experience gratis. And the martini bar reminded me of like a 1960s Las Vegas like martini bar. It was very cool. Lots of velour. You know, all of the booths that you sat in were like, I mean, like velvet, like shit was just dope, dude. Like this place, I mean, I gotta be honest, like the good spots were really good. And, you know, there were some spots that weren't good, but the ones that were good were fucking fantastic. Gotta give it up to the Hyatt Zilara. Even though we had a few issues with the romantic dinner that we described two Super Show episodes ago. With that said, Hulk out, bitch!
Trade deadline.
Oh, today?
We still haven't talked about Siakam.
Yeah, we got some Siakam action. Buddy Hield is on the block, and I've heard maybe Miles Turner as well.
That's a horrible idea, the Miles Turner part. But the Buddy Hield part is terrible. For the reason why he slumped is because he's been in the fucking talks for a year.
Yeah.
That's fucking crushing to your
confidence. The reason he's in talks is because he's on a fucking like $18 million expiring contract. So So, I mean, if you can ship him out and get any kind of asset back, especially if he's been here for long enough that you can sit him down and like, hey, buddy, when you hit free agency, are you trying to re-sign here? Are you trying to get paid? Because we ain't going to pay you. But you could stay here. And he's probably, I'm trying to get paid. So,
yeah.
I've heard him in talks. I saw a couple people fell down earlier, though. But, yeah, tomorrow, we got some dangling chads out there, I think, from the last show.
Well, let's do it. Let's get into it.
Let's see here. Sorry, of course, I don't have it up. I'm not prepared. The Pacers finally fucking hit a play of the week. They won against the Hornets back on the 4th.
Yeah, is Tyrese Halliburton back for good now? Because this dude been in and out worse than Debbie does Dallas.
I think that he's like was on some kind of minutes restriction, but they didn't really say anything. So everybody expects him to be back like full go, and he really wasn't. honestly, I'm what, rushing that motherfucker back in the first place. If it was me, I'd sit his ass down until after the All-Star break. We've got fucking 18 guards anyway.
You get outside.
Dude, that's running. What I still don't understand. Miss Morning. How you nobody has talked about trading T.J. McConnell.
He's already out of MVP. Nembhard. He's already missed too many games.
No. Yeah. He's like right at it.
No, he's right at it. I think he can only miss like one or two games.
Yeah, that's why he came back.
So that's what I'm saying. And that's why he was did it just to be in contention because Joel Embiid is out of the conversation now. Yeah, and not that Jokic is like slumping this year, but he's not hitting all those triple doubles. He doesn't have the assist numbers that he had last year. So Halliburton has a legitimate shot right now. He's like number three in the talks right now.
Yeah, it'll be Tatum.
Halliburton.
It'll be Tatum, or the Greek Freak.
It really,
but of course he's going to choke in the playoffs, but the MVP will be determined
on, and as it has been the last couple years, who has the best team in the East or who has the best team in general. I mean, that's probably they're going to have a player that wins it. So if Celtics do, then yeah, Tatum probably will win it.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Possibly. But yeah, so Pacers won, hit our play of the week, which is good because we were fucking back and forth on them bitches. Your Knickerbockers.
Man, they
we need to have.
They were good, but they lost.
Remember that high school player Kaniga? We need to have Kaniga updates, man, in the future. We need regular Kaniga updates.
Have you seen the amount of motherfuckers
this
that are
going? Kaniga can ball.
Have you seen the amount of motherfuckers?
His name
that
is Kaniga.
I heard it was Kaniga.
Yeah,
but
I heard his father say Kaniga. But
they're just going to say it real weird.
They lost against the Lakers on the third, sadly. And then we have room to win.
Kanaige.
He lost the last fucking match.
I love it, though. He's set for life, anyone knowing that last name. All he has to do is just not even ball out, which he does, apparently, from where
I'm at. In several sports, he's like, dude, he does everything.
This
nigga does everything.
Wow, that was inappropriate.
You can't hold this nigga down. I'm sorry. I shouldn't lean into that nearly as much. And I apologize.
Yeah, so your Knickerbockers lost on the third, but we win our college basketball picks. We had Duke Moneyline, North Carolina Moneyline, rather, over Duke, and then Kansas over Houston.
We just lost the whole ass show.
Probably. So that takes us overall 26-22 on plays of the week, and then 174-118-2 on odds father picks. So we got some fucking Super Bowl shit to pick.
Let's get it. Hold on, we gotta get some.
We got the Super Bowl shits.
That's a big deal, man.
On Monday, after eating all that room temperature mayonnaise based food, some of y'all are gonna have the Super Bowl shits.
That motherfucker said mayonnaise based foods.
Room temperature mayonnaise based foods.
I love some dips.
This Kaniga loves some dips. I can't stop.
Keep in mind, me and Sam talked about this one day when we were going on a Jeter adventure. This shit is eternal. Will be in the etherverse forever.
Oh, no, because,
so all your Kaniga talk will be there.
Especially when I make this into our first TikTok.
We get what do they call those? Where they loop,
please no one kick my
it
ass
make
over
it into a song. Over He can ball.
Dude, I'm gonna be walking through the mall, and somebody gonna come up and bop me in the back of the head.
How about that, Kaniga?
I'll be like, damn, I was just making some jokes. I'm sorry.
Shit ain't funny.
Man,
all right, so
the Super Show, man. You learn shit. You earn money, man, by listening. It is. You know something we didn't do.
What did we not do?
We have not.
Oh, coming to the stage. Man. Coming to Gumbo County.
Coming to the stage, Half Chad.
Man,
shout out to Half Chad.
I haven't heard from him since 1984.
Dude, shout I saw him post something like 2 days ago. And it was literally like earlier in
the
day.
Who else is coming to the stage?
Wait, what?
There's somebody else coming
to the stage. Run Diva Forever!
Mike Mertz.
Michael Mertz, I thought he was supposed to be on the show. Where's he at?
Sup, cleaning lady.
He's going to be in there. Oh, doing the cleaning lady.
Sup, cleaning lady.
Shout out Frank.
Sup, Mimi Juju.
Mimi Juju.
Your presence is requested. Mimi Juju.
Man, he is affiliated. I visited him over the weekend.
I know. I saw your guys' little promo thing. That was...
This motherfucker is affiliated with this an organization. They run a, well, for lack of a better term, really, the most high-class premium speakeasy in Miami. Absolutely. I got to give them...
I got to go.
Why didn't we go last time?
This is something that wasn't up and going yet.
It
was
still
going.
This
is how sick this shit is. This is how you'll love it, and that you absolutely will love it. First, it is in the vein of the 1920s prohibition. The cigars are called inhalants, and so you go to an inhaler there. But how you get in is you must know someone who's already in or is as a member, because they have to give you a code, because the only way in the building is you walk up to an innocuous space in Brickell in Miami. You walk into this space and you see a red British phone booth.
So this is
walk into the phone booth, and
I've actually told you about the red phone booth before on this show. This is a concept that's already in Nashville, Atlanta, and now has come to Miami. But by the way, that's not the only way to get the code. You can also get the code by calling a phone number, and then you can also get the code, but they call you back. Like, you call, you leave a message, and then they call your ass back. Or if you're staying at a higher end hotel, visit with the concierge. They generally know the number as well.
See, he needs to have concierge in his bits, not me. He says it like a champ.
How the fuck do you say it?
Concierge.
What?
It's so good, though,
so many concierge. Fucking so many times.
I would've been like, he got it in the live take, but eventually, there was some takes, man, where Jesus kept saying concierge.
It was bad.
Man, so, too funny.
It's an amazing experience.
Absolutely, bro.
I mean, just the
love
level,
Red Phone Booth.
I can't wait. We got to go back when we do our summer show, as we've done for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. We have did shows in Miami Beach, Super Show shows. So we'll do that this summer. We'll definitely visit that location. It is an amazing experience. If you're down there, find however way you can get
Red Phone Booth,
access
Miami
to the information.
South Beach. It's in South Beach, right?
South Beach.
Yeah, it has to be.
You just may be lucky enough to see the Hat Ambassador Mo Green in the building anytime that you may be there. It's,
or if
just
you're there at the right time,
you know,
you might
Mo
see
Green
the super
hangs
show
out at the fucking Red Phone Booth.
Just fantastic.
Bro, like, the dudes that serve you drinks are literally, like, wearing bow ties and tuxedo shirts and shit. It is so fucking sick.
And
so sick.
This is how sick it is. If you come in without a collared shirt, they'll give you a house blazer.
That's right.
So they
we can let you in, but you got to put this on.
And so they got
it's a spot
called the Mafia Room that's upstairs where you shoot pool. It's got the three massive flat screens.
I've never seen that in a Red Phone Booth before.
It's sick.
That's cool.
It's where you shoot pool and do the three. It's got three massive screens. Now, we were in mixed company, which put a situation into a play where you could not absorb the Mafia Room as well because you weren't with Guma. If you and I specifically had been tagged plus one to Sligieri, so I was in a position not to be up in the Mafia Room, but down in the other spot. So we sat. The Hat Ambassador had a cigar, and also I wish now he's going to kill me for not remembering this, but he had I believe it was a bourbon. It was probably the best bourbon I ever had in my life.
Oh, you had?
I didn't.
You tried it?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Man.
I thought it was Coke. Or whiskey is the same thing. It was the same thing.
No, bourbon is generally the spirit of choice in a speakeasy.
So it must have been.
Absolutely.
It was because
it's a Southern gentleman's tradition, and Southern gentlemen drink bourbon.
And it was clean enough that I'm like, oh, I see how the really mm-hmm. good shit fucks you up because yeah. you don't know it's fucking you up.
Yeah. See,
that rot gut shit gets you first swig. You're like, ooh, I can't yeah. take four more swigs of this shit. But the good shit, you end up down in a bottle, and then next yeah. thing you know, you're yeah, swerving exactly. on the interstate. So,
yeah.
But to be safe for all of our listeners out yeah. there, I was not swerving on the interstate.
Do not drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
I was perusing in a freestyle manner the streets of Miami Beach.
So that concludes the Odds Father.
Yeah, no, no,
sort of.
No,
I haven't even thrown any picks out.
Oh, yeah. Shit. We did shout outs.
Wow,
we went off on tangents, yep, and we yep. don't even have the picks out yet.
Not yet, but we're getting there. All right, so it's Super Bowl this weekend. Obviously, we're going to do some Super Bowl.
Can we do the Super Bowl three-way?
Shizukani Nico, shout out to you as well. Please report to the Super Show. We want to talk to you soon as well.
Yeah, man. We got to get start doing it set time so people can know, oh, we know what time they're fucking recording, and mm-hmm. just call in.
True.
So can we do three people picks? Who we all pick on?
Shout out,
okay, yeah, we can do that.
Hatsandcigars.com.
Let me throw out my picks, and then we'll all do our picks. All right. So I got a couple basketball plays.
Sure.
On the 10th. So what's that? Saturday, I believe. Saturday. Kansas money line over Baylor. Some college basketball action.
This is what is this? Men's?
Yes. Okay. We don't bet on women's. Okay. They're too excellent. Erratic. Pacers
and Moody.
Yeah, that's why they're erratic.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I give up halfway through. I bet on fucking Maria Sakkari today. She lost the first set, and she literally went out there the second set, and she was like, and let the other girl just crush her ass. She just gave up.
What I tell you about gambling on that fucking tennis, son? What I tell you?
She was butthurt about a call from the first set and literally just gave up the second set. It's like, this is a fucking bitch. Anyway, so that's why we bet on men, because they're competitive all the way to the end.
Not always.
To the fucking death.
To the death. So we're going to keep riding the Pacers as well. Pacers money line over the Hornets. That's on the 12th. So
love
next
you, Pacers.
Monday, they're on fire. We got some fucking all-star festivities coming
and
up.
I'm telling you, love you, Pacers. Like, y'all finally making moves the right way. And it's just, it's good to see ownership invested in the team, because I don't think this ownership has really been invested in this team since fucking Jermaine O'Neal was fucking on this team. Like, dude, it's been that fucking long since they cared.
But even though I completely agree with you, I don't believe it's because... You're right, but I don't believe it's because they became better basketball people. They actually kind of stumbled into it by the
exactly.
draft.
Well, no, Tyrese Halliburton.
Synergy, yeah, with Tyrese Halliburton.
Like, it's like they decided to go all in once they realized that they have a fucking superstar here.
Right.
Because and I'm glad they did.
He is the absolute second coming of Reggie. He is the absolute second coming of Reggie. And that is a lofty level that I don't put on just any player. But being a point guard at his size,
I think that he is.
I mean, if he can stay healthy, which looks to might be a problem, but if he can stay healthy over a career,
I think he's the most pure point guard in the league right now. If we're talking about not, I don't care about the shooting, the scoring. I'm talking about the
facilitating.
Yes, he makes everybody that he plays with better. Period.
You think that's a cliche, but it's actually literally their very best skill.
Yeah,
like it's not something that you can disregard, because think of all the point guards, like even use Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
Great overall basketball player,
but he's more of a scorer.
He's a scorer.
He's more
and not
of
a facilitator.
He's more of a shooter guard. And really, if you're going to D like Tyrese Halliburton on him all game, he's going to have more of a problem than the other way around. Halley will still be able to play his game, and Lillard's going to have a hard time playing his game against Halliburton.
I'm a Halliburton fan. I'm a super Halliburton fan. So any combination of who goes against who. I'm totally on. I think he's the best point guard in the game, and really, probably top 10 player to me. I mean, if you're talking about
definitely
all the skills you need to dominate a game and to be an integral part of the win, that's what I'm talking about.
Definitely something you would build your team around.
At the point guard position, I'm not saying he's all world shooter guard swing, something like that.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking about to play the way he does at that height and to be able to facilitate and see the court, he's phenomenal to me, man.
I like him too. I'm excited, not just about him, the player that he is. I'm always excited for a player that wants to play the place that they're at. So it's cool that he wants to be here. And, I mean, if he'll stay here, we probably will get another decent all-star to play with him, like somebody that is interested in playing with him. Like Siakam will probably sign that deal, and we could maybe have a big three or –
We're projected to be over the salary cap next year, so we've got issues. Like, somebody's got to go.
Not necessarily. We'll just fucking... Hopefully, I would hope that our ownership would bite the bullet for once in our... Literally, our franchise, and pay the tax and win a championship.
But the tax is higher starting this year. It's gotten more... Well,
that's why Buddy is definitely talked about being shot, because he's fucking $18 million on the cap.
And he's a...
I mean, because they're like 20... Damian Lillard. They're 20 over, like, right now. Even sending him, it's like him plus somebody got
to
go.
They need to re-sign Siakam, too, so...
Well, that's assuming the Siakam re-signing.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, assuming that they re-sign Siakam to a max contract, then... The Pacers would be $20 million over the limit.
I'm interested to see if we give him max money, though.
That's tough, man.
We've never really ever given anybody max money ever.
Tyrese and Siakam are both going to get it.
Let's be fair. Everybody who you've ever known in a Pacers uniform who didn't get max money you felt deserved it.
Reggie Miller. They weren't giving Max money when there was a Reggie Miller. His contract, just like Jordan, made little or nothing. That's what I'm saying. If we go back through those times when we had Paul George, we gave Roy Hibbert a max contract. We give max contracts to stupid people. Yep. That's what I'm saying.
But like, you don't want to lose. Roy Hibbert was a threat. Like, not an outstanding basketball player.
But when we signed him to that deal, before that deal was done, it wasn't even that he melted. The league changed. He was literally not usable. We signed him to a 4-year deal. By the time his contract was over, he wasn't even a bench player on another team. He was out the league. He couldn't play anymore. He just was not usable. His style. He couldn't shoot the ball. So he was a fucking liability scorer, and he couldn't run the court either.
You get to a point where, as a big man, you either evolve or you fall off. Even like Shaq. Shaq was amazing.
Kind of like Deadpool, huh?
He didn't evolve.
All right, so let me throw the rest of these out. Kansas money line over Baylor. Pacers money line over the Hornets. That's on the 10th and the 12th, respectively. And then some Super Bowl picks. Play of the week, I think we're going to do Kelsey to score a touchdown anytime. And then we also like Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown anytime. Mm-hmm. And Deebo Samuel to score a touchdown anytime. Mm. And then this one kind of plays into Kelsey. I like Mahomes to get 2 touchdowns because Kelsey will be one of them. So he just needs to throw 1 other touchdown to Rice, Pacheco, anybody. And I see this being probably a 20s game. So probably 4-ish touchdowns apiece.
It's like a 31-28 kind of deal.
I can see that. I'm thinking it's
in there somewhere.
I'm thinking like 3 or 4 touchdowns per team. So
yeah, makes sense to me.
I think we're going to roll those unofficially because I'm not going to throw. I don't think who's going to win it. I don't know that I like...
Heads or tails.
Nah, I don't care about any of that shit. That's too objective.
That shit is the dumbest. Like, what the fuck? Why are you betting on heads or tails?
I think we have to on Sunday.
What's the line again?
Yeah, which somebody's is news to both to of win. You, evidently. Neither somebody's of you knew this was Super Bowl weekend.
I know, man. I've got so much stuff I'm doing, man. I just
had a lot going on.
Me too, man.
All right, so the line now...
You just said you've got half a day available, and there's not enough hours in a week
that's true.
To do all the shit you got to do.
Despite all that, I still knew it was the Super Bowl.
So the line right now is minus 1.5. Because you had that extra
half a day free to process fun shit. I didn't even have that free, so I'm just going from one activity to the next.
I shopped at Costco. That's what I did with my last half day.
Shout out to Costco. The line right now is -1.5 for San Francisco, so they need to win by 2. So let's just pick on the money. We'll just pick winners.
She was in this.
What do you think? I think the Niners get it done.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. Yeah, because I'm going to stick with what I've been sticking with. the last two teams, the team with the best two ends. And that's so San Francisco. I gotta go with San Francisco. As a prognosticator of sports, I would not be surprised if Kansas City won.
I don't know, man. I feel like San Francisco has a lot to lose.
I'm saying literally on the field.
The Chiefs have much more to lose than the 49ers. They do have much more to lose because they win, they're a dynasty. If they don't, they're not.
They've got next year, and they've got a proven quarterback that'll get them back there. We're talking about the Niners with Purdy. You think Purdy's going to have these years over and over and over again? I think it's more of a question to Shanahan on back-to-back years.
I'm not a Purdy doubter. This dude is, I don't know.
Back-to-back years, can you get her done? Take the next step or not?
I mean, we're ready now, right? I'm saying this is the precipice.
Yep.
You got who?
So, who you got, Benji? Me and Sam are on the Niners.
I want San Francisco to win. I think the Chiefs will win. I'll just say it that way.
All right.
So there you have it, folks. You have the picks. Go bet early, bet often.
Yeah, and if also you bet early on this. Wasn't the line like the 3.5 on the Chiefs? You could have got plus 3.5 on the opening line, I think. And it's down to 1.5 now, so you could have got a free field goal if you bet early, like Sam said, and bet often.
Should have.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
We'll be right back.
Please take a moment to support the products and services of these magnificent sponsors.
This is Kellen the Wise of the Super Show, back with today's tasty sponsor, Rawhide Steakhouse. Stop in and try our new mouth-watering vegetarian steak burger. Made with the finest cuts of topside and sirloin from the exclusive herd of Donnie's Discount Meat Warehouse. These cows are 100% vegan, hand-fed lettuce daily, finest beef in Mutterton. All the taste of beef, all the goodness of beef, in a 100% beef burger. How are these cows vegetarian, you might ask? The cows eat grass and lettuce all day. I don't know, they just are. That's Rawhide Steakhouse. Steaks and beef veggie burgers tougher than an old lady's yellow toenails, but in a good way.
Aries Army Surplus and Pawn, this is Carl.
So, you know, I type in stepmom into porn, something I do every day.
What?
Man, this is... I clicked on the first thing I saw, and...
Man, this is a pawn.
2 seconds in, that it was Tracy.
Tracy, we don't have a Tracy that works here, man. Your stepmom,
no. And then I thought, well, you know, maybe she's just an actor. Some of these things are fake, you know?
We don't do that either, man. This is a pawn.
Steven, my brother, I knew it was him right away because we have matching Ant-Man tattoos on our back from the Paul Rudd movie.
This is a surplus store. We don't do tattoos, ma'am. Is there something I can help you with?
At least it's not the whole family. At least Dad's not there.
Ma'am, this is an Army Surplus
and then
store.
And Dad knocked on the door.
Did you buy something?
And then I thought to myself, well, you know what? Maybe I was out of town. I've never been out of town in my life. I've never left this town.
Ma'am,
but I thought maybe I was out of town.
Man, I'm just trying to help you out.
And then Dad goes, don't worry. Grace is downstairs. She's eating chili. She'll never hear a fucking thing.
We don't do that here either, ma'am. Is there something you bought?
And I remember that chili, too.
Oh, my God.
I would have put the chili down, honestly.
Ma'am, just stop crying. It's okay.
Do I have a porn with them?
Ma'am, it's okay. I'm just trying.
I love chili, but it's not the most.
Well, we all love chili.
Than family porn.
Ma'am, this is. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. Is there something I bought from you? Oh my God, Kenny! I can't believe you did this. You should really just screen these calls. Back to the show.
Hey,
is Stumpy Samson, and welcome to the Super Trivia Game Show, where we find out once and for all who knows what!
And now, back in the salon, playing America's favorite game.
About to ding that ass.
Who knows what?
Dinging that ass.
Today we have the defending champion from the week before. Blittering Man for the win.
Well, really, you were the defending champion.
Oh, that is true.
So, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
He was the host last week.
And a week before that, calendar-wise, so we have
I haven't hosted yet this new one. I'm fucking cold, dog.
We got you down as you won one. You won the first one.
Did I?
Yeah, you did win the first one.
Look, see? So, prosperity. I just be winning. I don't know. Okay, so, we are going to go live with questions. Gentlemen, I heard the bells.
They worked.
So, that means you're ready to go. I'm going to put on my dark skin Chuck Woolery, 2-2.
Let's get it.
Isabella Van Wagner was a famous African-American abolitionist in the mid-1800s. What name is she better known as? And I pronounced it correctly, Wagner.
Isn't that Harriet Tubman?
No.
Sojourner Truth?
You're right.
Yeah, you can mark my correct answer down.
Would it have been for the one?
For the one, not for the win yet. Right. Just for the one.
All right.
We'll all see right. about that.
Let's do that.
I just and got Sojourner Truth.
That was bizarre.
I'm bizarre.
Make sure you can't see this.
I got a big fucking brain, son.
All right. Who was the first woman to be both a president's wife and later the mother of a president?
That was me.
He had his finger on the bell when he dinged.
I felt
bell,
so you did. Funny.
Barbara Bush.
That will be. No, sir. The correct answer hold was on, not that. Did you bang it all? You know.
Read it. Read it again.
Who was the first woman to be? Who was the first woman to be both a president's wife and later the mother of a president?
It's Barbara Bush.
Listen to what it said, bro.
It's George Bush's wife.
No.
And then.
No.
The son.
Son, same. It has to be the same bride. Can't be two brides. Yeah,
Barbara. Oh, no. My God.
No.
No. Okay.
You mean his mother? Which one? She's. Oh, his
no,
mother.
No, look at the question that you just asked.
Because that's who I was thinking.
The wife of a president, and then also the mother of a president. That's Barbara Bush. Who is the only person?
Well, it says first, so there might have been somebody before that.
First to be both.
Okay.
So who? What's the correct answer?
So he. All right. So what's the correct answer?
What would you say?
I don't know.
The answer is Abigail Adams. Abigail Adams.
Oh, shit.
She was the wife of John Adams, the second president of the United States.
Jesus Christ.
And the mother of John Quincy Adams. And the sixth president of the United States.
Also, lame.
You did say the right lady, but
John Quincy Adams' first. Wife was the lame. Only first lady born in a foreign country.
Cool. Next question.
All right, let's get to it. Here we go. All right. Bell's ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
According to the 2010 United States Census, what is the most common surname in the United States? Damn it. I know you didn't. There was no bell. Sir?
Surname would be first name.
No, sir. I will at least tell you that
that is your last name.
Last name. Oh. Yes. Smith.
Oh.
That is incorrect.
All right. The other top four are Johnson, Williams, Jones, Johnson. And Brown. Mm-hmm. Brown. Okay, so, next question. Let's get that out of there. Get out of there. All right. In what state will you find the only active diamond mine in the United States?
South Dakota?
Alaska.
those were wrong. The answer is Arkansas. Arkansas, home of Mike Huckabee and Bill Clinton. Travis Snuffabee. All right, next question. We've got to get some of these.
Man, we need to put that back on.
More U.S. presidents have been born in one particular state than any other.
New York.
Which state is it?
State, Illinois.
Come on, bruh.
It's got to be an original colony.
It is.
I'm going to go Maryland. Maryland.
Delaware. Delaware, isn't it?
The answer is Virginia.
Damn it.
Virginia.
Told you
the
Midwest
only U.S. president born in the state of Hawaii was Barack Lamont Obama.
Hawaii.
44th president of the United
States. Secret Muslim. Y'all sound so fucking stupid.
But here's the dirty thing about that is like, so what? Like,
right?
We're like, what? Like when people say, "Ooh, I don't want to be this. I never want to be a woman, or I never want to be a foreigner, or whatever." Why? What's wrong with that? Like, what are you saying just by saying I'm afraid of that? Okay.
Kellen the Wise.
Oh yes, yes. I'm here.
Question: how many U.S. capitals are named after U.S. presidents?
Fuck.
37. No, 38. Final answer, 38.
He's the only person that dung in. 22.
Second randomly.
The answer is 4. Jackson, Mississippi, Jefferson City, Missouri, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Madison, Wisconsin.
Cool.
Did you know Santa Fe, New Mexico is the oldest capital city in the United States?
Cool.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
And here we go. I got that one, unfortunately. Mrs. Grace Coolidge, wife of Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president of the United States, had an unusual pet named Rebecca. What was it? Sir.
An iguana.
A fucking bird. I don't know.
The answer was raccoon.
Jesus Christ.
She had a raccoon. Wasn't a lot of things she could have had in 1800.
Got a raccoon.
She decided to have a raccoon instead.
All right, next question. In what city was the first McDonald's restaurant opened?
Shit. This is wrong. I'm going to go Tulsa.
Kansas City.
The answer is San Bernardino, California in 1948.
Cool.
1948. All right. Well, hopefully we'll get some that you can answer. We'll see. I'll give an easy one. What is your name?
Benji Bass.
What was the name of the first African-American flying unit in the United States military?
The Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh. You dick.
See you right here.
Did I even get one?
You mark me right there. No, it's 3-0. 3-0 so far.
Yeah, let's see. Kellen Wise, he likes to storm back on motherfuckers.
Oh, I don't think so.
All right, here we go. Next question. John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States, more of one thing than any other U.S. president. What was it?
I think I got it. Semen.
Jesus Christ.
You didn't get it.
I'll say toes.
Okay. Kids. Tyler had 15 children. Eight were with his first wife.
Thought he had like 11 toes or something. Were with his
second wife. He was out there all ski. He couldn't be that good a president. He was
ski.
The Britons are the British.
I'd say that probably made him a better president. He was getting laid, man.
He's out there giving them what for. The British are at the door. Where's the president? He's coming out of the room buckling his pants. Hold on, give me a second.
Send George down there. He can handle it.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, here we go. Kellen and Wise, you're going to come storming back 3-3.
I hope so, man.
A contest. Mount Rushmore National Memorial features the heads of four U.S. presidents: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln are three of them. Who is the fourth?
All right, so tell me again.
He told you the three that you always remember, and they're asking for the fourth that you always forget.
You bailed it already, though. You did. Yeah. Okay, so I can't tell you again.
Well, just let me see the card. I'll read it myself.
No.
You said George Washington, Lincoln.
I did. I said that.
What was the other one that you said?
Thomas Jefferson.
What's up with that, man?
So then, I already said
you can hear the part I said already.
Who the fuck?
That's not the rules.
How's it not the rules?
Shenanigans.
It doesn't matter. Benji's got this whenever I fucking say the wrong thing.
I don't think
dude.
I do, actually.
He could have dinged before you to be like, the answer is.
I paused.
He's over here. He set his cup, backed up off of it, and set his cup down.
All right.
This part with the tiny hand.
Let me get, who is John Adams?
No. Who is who?
John Adams. That's not right. Somebody a little bit later. I can't think of who's important enough.
I'm going to go Teddy Roosevelt.
Ah, yeah, you're right.
Please.
And just like that.
This has been Stumpy Sampson for the Super Show. And now we know for today, who knows what?
We'll be right back. This is the Super Show's number one fan, Bobby Karate. The Super Show will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
This is Stumpy Sampson here with today's sponsors. Was your husband brutally murdered in the street, and after an appropriate period of mourning, you discover that you still got it? If so, then do I have a deal for you? It's the Aunt May Hot Ass Aunt Dating App. Simply download the app and start posting your high-waisted gene pics today. Due to Apple and Android being bitch-ass corporate vultures, this app is not available on Android or iOS, but is ready for download on the technically superior Netscape Navigator. If the download breaks your device, which our Russian developers tell us is not generally possible, simply uninstall your operating system and install Netscape Navigator first, using a proxy server and a covert VPN, and then tether device to a landline, and it should probably work fine. And now back to the Super Show!
A portion of our show is brought to you by these generous sponsors.
Oh, where were we?
I was about to ask you for your favorite brand of feminine hygiene spray.
Oh, I always use new Sweetfish.
Why Sweetfish, Miss Coos?
Well, us models, under the hot lights and all, our cunts can get pretty skunky. And if it isn't fresh, I'm out of business. Isn't that sweet, you little moneymaker, you?
Use new Sweetfish every day. Keep that skunky cunt away. Use new Sweetfish every day. Keep that skunky cunt away. Sweetfish.
My name is Camille Deville, international supermodel. The Super Show will be back after a word from our sponsor.
This Yuri Belova, favorite tracksuit back for you, saving. Welcome, Gypsy Caravan. More stuff fell off truck on Way Museum. Already sold little gold beetle to stupid hippie with glass in shoe. But Yuri have more for you. Camel, we shave off hump. Make you fall off anyway.
pyramid marital aid for your wife butthole. Cases powdered water, very useful dessert. Mummy wrap rolling papers burn forever. Golden conchu cock ring, keep you hard as stone. Very stylish tie-dye turban, retro look. Goldfish, one fin or two, you choose. Remember little Amit statue? We make one vibrate with clit stimulator. Give wife, she finally shut up 20 minutes. Best investment ever. Find red tent by bandage up humpless camel. He fine, no worry. Across dirt street from Nefertiti's, Titi's, hookah, and hummus. Here all night. Come on. Uh-oh, here we go.
To arm or not to arm? That is the question. Whether it is nobler to continue with what has been, because it was, or to go with the uncola, because it is, must give us pause to refresh ourselves. Seven up, wet, wild, fresh, clean, perchance prettier than a cola. 7-Up, the Uncola, sheathed the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, and cushions the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to quaff.
Welcome back to the show. This is a little segment we like to call Who You Got.
Who You Got.
And Who You Got is, it's interchangeable depending on the segment, but the premise always stays the same. Whether it be actual, literal, in the sense that it is two entities going head to head in their prime to the death, if ever that, whatever that might mean. So mm-hmm. If it's fighting or combat, any of that, it's to the death. If it's sporting, it's to the death, meaning win at all costs. But all the parameters stay the same. Whatever you view, whatever person or concept we use in these, who do you got? Who would you take? Who you got? It is in their prime at the very best level that you remember seeing whatever that character might be. So at their most peak powers, strength, skills, whatever it might be.
Got it.
So if we said Luke Cage versus the Hulk. Now, I know that Luke Cage in the comic book is 100 class, 100-ton class, and Hulk is 100-ton class. So I'm saying that that should be a fairly equal battle, even if Hulk has the advantage.
No, it's not an equal battle, but yeah. Well, yeah, let's get to it.
We got this.
Yeah. We got this.
Okay. So first one.
Magneto versus who?
I don't know. I was trying to decide if it would be a better combo. Obviously, you're like Professor X, but I feel like that you're probably going to go lean towards Magneto, so I feel like Jean Grey is a little bit stronger than Professor X.
Why are you trying to, psychoanalyze me?
Not psychoanalyze you, just the situation in general. I want it to be a fair fight, so we're going to go with Jean.
Okay.
Okay, I don't see
Not that. With the Phoenix, just
So, Jean Grey. Just regular Jean Grey versus Magneto.
Correct.
Bruh, what the
Magneto. What? Magneto, period. What? Are you struggling over
What
there?
The right? fuck does that mean?
What?
I'm just saying, man, that is not a fair... That is questionable.
He's got the helmet.
That's questionable.
He's got the edge.
No, she can take the helmet apart.
Yeah, she can.
She
take
did
the
not
off.
Have the fit. Remember,
he has control of metal. She can't,
bro.
I'm with Jean Grey. She has control of everything. No, well, she doesn't have control of everything.
You said no Phoenix.
He said no Phoenix.
Right. Bro, she still, took that fucking gun and all that shit apart without no Phoenix.
She's still.
That was not the Phoenix. As soon as he shows up in that helmet, she's going to break the helmet down into the molecules that was used to make that motherfucker. And then his head's going to be exposed. And then she's going to pop his skull, man.
Nope.
She is the fifth most powerful mutant ever, period.
Disagree.
Anywhere. She's not to be fucked with.
All right, so does that mean that you not go to be with Gene? With.
Is that who's got Magneto, Gene?
I'm going with Gene.
All
right, Bullseye versus Daredevil.
To the death now.
To the death.
No more, no pulling punches, nothing.
Daredevil.
Bullseye.
Yeah, Bullseye.
No. You're going to hear that shit.
Green Lantern versus Sinestro.
Man.
Where is this battle taking place? Like in actual true Earth or in comic book Earth? Because that's relevant to me.
Just in fucking in an alley in Compton.
There you go. On Earth.
I'm going to go Sinestro. Okay. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of hate and fear in Compton.
I think I'm going to go. This is to the I'm going to go with Green Lantern because we don't even know what his powers would be like if he was like killing people with him.
I got to go Sinestro too. Fear is more powerful than the Lantern. Cap versus Red Skull.
No. I've seen that. I've seen that fight so many times. Just could put that on there. Cap, write that down. Don't go over Cap. To Cap. What'd he get? Red Skull or Cap? Bro, I've seen that fight. I can describe Cap. What happened.
I'm Cap as well. Cap kicks his ass every time.
It's our first unanimous decision.
Cyclops versus Wolverine.
Wolverine. Cyclops is a bitch.
Personal. He would uncut. No shame. Nothing. No one ever know that he did it. Bye.
Yep, I'm with Wolverine.
Scott
as well.
Summers is a bitch.
And then we'll do this one for the show. Deadpool versus Cable. I got Deadpool.
Oh. We've already been proved. I don't know what the fuck to do with that. But no, I mean, Deadpool basically can't die. So whatever Cable can do to him, he can maybe contain him. Like, no matter what, he's not invincible. So what I'm saying is you could chain him
Cable
down.
Cable could throw his ass through time, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But Cable, Deadpool has his own time travel device as well, so he can just come right back.
Yeah. So, man, I just know more about Deadpool than Cable, so I'm going to go with Deadpool.
To the death, Deadpool, because you can't kill him.
Yeah.
Second unanimous decision.
I'm with you. Deadpool, Cable
That was third, because we all took Wolverine over that bitch-ass Cyclops.
Yeah, the last three were all clean sweeps, but Cable has technovirus, so that's why he is partially metal up top. Like, he had a virus that was, like, something from the future from Apocalypse, and it made mutants turn into metal.
He fucked the wrong bitch.
He had to go into the future to try to keep himself alive. He is a telekinetic. And he has to use his telekinesis, like his telepathic power, to keep himself alive.
Stuck his dick in some metal pussy.
Wow, that was inappropriate.
Got that virus.
Got that virus.
So,
you got that bug.
You want me to do more?
Darth Vader.
Jesus Christ.
Versus Plagueis the Wise.
Mm.
Who you got?
Vader, for sure.
I'm going to go Vader myself. And then a sports one. And it is a classic one that Muhammad Ali versus Mike Tyson.
Didn't we do this one already?
No.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, because
we just didn't record it.
Yeah. I don't know if we didn't record it, but I don't think we did on the paper. Well,
We did it pre-official record.
Is what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. Yeah, because you guys are both Tyson and I'm Ali.
Yeah, I'm Tyson.
In their prime, to the death in the ring, knocking the other motherfucker out. Yep.
I got Ollie.
I got to go with Mike, man.
Tyson.
I've never seen for sure. I just don't think Muhammad Ali's biggest weight, he wasn't even the biggest heavyweight Tyson ever fought.
No.
So, and he was knocking grown-ass, hard-pipe-hitting niggas out.
So was George Foreman before he fucking sold grills.
We're going to talk about some Deadpool.
Muhammad Ali ran him for 12-ass rounds and then knocked him
out. Trying to take
out
the trash over here. We've got to talk about Deadpool.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
This is the Super Show's number one fan, Bobby Karate. The Super Show will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Live in front of Loki's Liquor, Check Cashing, and Pool Tabs. I'm Kellen the Wise, here with this week's Doorbuster Deals. Camp Crystal Latex Condoms. When you're about to give her that shh, so you can make her
and murder that pussy. The Hokey Pokey Clinic, a place to turn yourself around. Nathan's famous Beef Frank Meat Seltzer. Hard seltzer made from the leftover water from the 2020 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. 7.4% alcohol by volume. Funyun's Onion Flavored Juice. Little Doobie Snack Cakes, for when you've got those major munchies. Vagisil High Mileage Feminine Wash, with odor block protection, for bitches with that check engine light on. Cream-filled Beavers, for your eating pleasure. Beef Twinkies, pure beef center, naturally and artificially flavored. Naturally. Wrigley's Doritos Chewing Gum, when you don't want people all up in your face. Bubble Fett's Bubble Wash cleans even the dirtiest Mandalorians. And just in time for the holidays, Christmas dinner. Dinner and a tin. And yes, it includes the dessert. Mm-mm. All new EBT cards are 10% off.
I swear on my Zarg nuts, a second titty fell out. My eyes got even bigger. Then a third titty was staring me in the face. I didn't know whether to suck or run. Oh, we're on the air. This is Stumpy Samson, back with all you freaks of the week here at the wettest spot on Camino. We are wrapping up day two of Boba Fetish's BBW Luau and sharing a campfire with the Mandalorian, the myth, the legend himself. He's agreed to answer a few questions before he has his late night hour with Randy Shandy and the Shandettes. Big Pimpin' Boba, a few weeks back, Bo-Katan stopped by the Super Show and said she was going to drain your back to tank. Tell all your fans, what she's successful.
Which time?
We all know your list of takedowns is both epic and extensive. Are there any regrets?
Let me just say, always double check the cuffs on your Rancor sex harnesses. Almost lost both my nips to that big bitch.
Wise words for every man, Twi'luck, and Mon Calamari. Speaking of the range of potential conquests out there, do you have a favorite type of lady after seeing all of the Empire?
Let's just say, I've contributed my DNA to the gene pool in all known worlds across all realms.
And Imperial bitches wouldn't have it any other way, my friend. Before you head back to the Champagne Hut with that top shelf pack of moose knuckles, one last question. Boxers or briefs?
Neither. These boys are free to swing whichever way the Bacta flows.
Truly inspiring. This has been your favorite Fariki reporter, Stumpy Samson, bringing day two of Boba Fetish's BBW Luau to a close. I can't wait to see what is in store for day three. Now back to the Super Show!
Here we are.
That's how it's done, folks.
That is how it's
That's
done.
That's how it's done, folks.
A little tandem bit.
That was called a segue.
I would say the funniest parts of this movie are like in the opening credits.
Well, yeah, the opening scene was what got the movie like.
I mean, the actual opening credits.
Oh, you like the credits?
Yeah, the little things they say.
So we are live in the salon. We are talking about all things Deadpool. We are at the. Ironically, I know it seems odd, probably a poor choice of words, but I think it fits in an odd way. The pinnacle of the movie is the beginning, because as Kellen Wise so eloquently said, this was a set of test footage.
Was it like a year, I feel like, before the movie came out that you saw this?
Yes.
Okay, first question, Sam Simeon, are you pro-dopender or anti-dopender?
No, I like dopender.
You don't like dopender?
Fuck no.
You don't like Dopender?
I think he's hilarious.
I'm not on board for this shit.
And then the next one, obviously we're covering both of them.
They're like, honestly, this might as well be She-Hulk to me.
I like it, the second one when we're doing the interviews and Pender wants to be on the team and that Peter dude walks in. Yeah. They're like, what do you have for powers? He's like, nothing. I don't have any powers. I just saw the ad. Thought it was cool. He gets on the team. Dopender's like, what?
That was a great thing, how all of them got killed off. I mean,
I dug it.
Well, we're going to get to that.
I dug it.
Yeah, no, we're all over it. We're
all up in it.
This opening scene is
Wow, like that was inappropriate.
Honestly, it's better than some of the fight scenes.
I think so.
So, yeah, tell the story about this. Like, a lot of people out there don't understand what this opening scene represents. Not the taxi ride with Dopinder, but we're the opening action scene.
Yeah, we're...
So, the director, Tim Miller, the brilliant Tim Miller.
Brilliant.
He did this. Him and Ryan Reynolds worked together on a CGI heavy yet voiced by Deadpool's voice, Ryan Reynolds, of an action sequence of Deadpool really just showing ridiculous skills and carnage. And
he's like trapped in an SUV.
He's inside of an SUV and basically kills his way out of it in some of the most uniquely vicious ways. He's not exactly
trapped.
The cigarette lighter.
He put himself in there.
The cigarette lighter part is just utterly traumatizing.
Like, I never say this, but don't swallow.
Yes. And it's so good and active, but the good point about it is that it, again, was almost taking... shot for shot from that test footage that Tim Miller and Ryan Reynolds had put together.
Yeah.
And that
good. So this scene sold the movie.
Yes.
Essentially,
there was
no
script at that time or any of that, but they believed in the potential off of that, and this is just the live action interpretation.
I feel like this is like a Tyrese Halliburton situation with the Pacers. He wanted to do this role, so I just feel like it's good because it's something that he wanted to do, not something that they're like, Nick Cage, like, motherfucker has to do everything because he's poor.
Yeah. And now we are the scene.
Nick Cage is now out of bankruptcy and is able to make money on movies again, so that's why he's in good shit.
But he still fucking does everything.
Shout out to Nick Cage.
I mean, he would too. Yeah. Oh, this man likes shit. He likes his chateaus.
Hey, I'm not mad at him. I would be. I'm just saying. Yeah. You don't see it, especially at his age, like, hitting the bankruptcy and then, like, flooding into every fucking role. You're usually pretty, like, Denzel'd, selective on your roles.
So, from my perspective, the first issue with this movie, and I understand you guys are big fans of this, you love this fucking movie, the whole inclusion of the X-Men to begin with, there was no need for it. Like, it just didn't need to happen. And I felt like it was very distracting to the movie. It just really didn't work, especially this fucking little moody teenage bitch. I fucking hate her.
I didn't like her as much. I did like Colossus, and I mean, it's pretty obvious on why that they put him, because he could just be straight CGI. They don't have to use any actor.
Terrible CGI.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't great. So bad.
But that was all, I feel like, just budget. So, I mean, my biggest complaint about 1 versus 2 is I wish that.
Cut the moody teenage bitch and make his shit look right. Like, damn.
Yeah.
So
the thing that if you go back through
than, like, television CGI,
if you go back through like Deadpool lore, though, there's not a lot of people that he like teams up with and shit. So it's hard. I feel like unless you're gonna, you know, make
why
your
did
own.
They make it a team up? Why didn't they just like he has this legion of fandom out there, and it's like they didn't trust the fact that people would actually go see the movie. They're like, they're just fucking fan. Right? People were frothing at the mouth for this movie, and they were not here to see some stupid, weird looking teenage girl and a really bad Colossus CGI. Like, that's not why they came. I just don't understand the choice. They didn't have to do this.
No, they didn't have to. But it's simply the cost of it, A, and then B, have the
X-Men. Cut the cost. Like, make the movie better. Eliminate the X-Men altogether.
No, that's not they want the X-Men, is the point.
Well, that's where they went wrong with this movie. It's distracting.
There is a scene of carnage on a blocked overpass bridge in the city.
Yeah, where he's only got 12 bullets.
Just Deadpool going through tucks, rolls, spirals, flips in the air, shooting and killing, which is what we all like to see in our comic book heroes.
He's got a great stunt double.
Action is amazing. Tim Miller goes on to do many other things. And then we just watch as he...
I say his suit looks good. His suit looks
really
good.
Does.
the suit has been excellent. It's of a great transition from comic to live action. And they kept the little tag, little ninja mask tag on the back of it.
Yeah, the hood look at the back.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
The spoiler.
Yes.
Well, it's a spoiler.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
So you see that, what's the difference between Deadpool's regeneration and Wolverine's? I know there's a difference.
The length of time, for sure, but Deadpool can, like, regenerate whole limbs. Wolverine can't.
So what? So how does Wolverine, how is it just not
dead? He heals himself. He doesn't regenerate himself. That's the distinction.
So, if he gets hit with a fucking grenade,
it's like the
he's blown
of,
off.
Like a fucking reptile. Like, can grow its tail back.
Oh.
So, like, if he blew his arm off, he ain't growing an arm back. Deadpool can grow an arm back.
So, if somebody chopped Wolverine's arm off, it's off.
Yeah, they actually did in the Age of the Apocalypse. He only had one arm.
Yeah. They used an adamantium something to chop his arm off.
What?
Yeah.
Bro, you need to reread that fucking story. Second best storyline in all of Marveldom. And the best is obviously the actual Secret Invasion, not that aborted fetus that they put on Disney Plus as a TV show. For fuck's sake.
Man. Like the three dudes lined up and he headshots all of them, but the third one that just barely hits the dude in the forehead.
And he does not run. That's what's beautiful. Is I like that about him, although it was pretty much the end.
Yeah, because he got
turned
in. I did
like the shish kebabbing of the dude.
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
He even
says that. Yeah.
My boyfriend said I was coming to a superhero movie, and this guy is a fucking kebab.
Yeah. It was an excellent angle. Now, I don't know how much of this part is actually...
So this scene is why I'm ultimately not going to give this movie an F, I will say.
You like the bridge scene?
This scene is well done.
The smoke and butthole?
Man, I'm telling you, the texture on that fucking suit is dope.
It's nice.
Like, they got
and that's
that
the
shit
actual,
right.
That's the actual suit. Like, he's wearing that shit.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, and I like that, like, obviously you can't do...
So, the whole premise that this dude goes and beats up guys who stalk teenage girls is a little bit of a weird kind of pedo-ish kind of angle.
Did you see Rob Liefeld? Did you see that? Did you see Rob Liefeld was right there and he goes, hey, Liefeld, and then Liefeld, he walked over across the scene. Did you see
it's that? Really not that. He's just a gun for hire. So he said that, like,
he gives the money back.
Yeah, he just did that job for free. So it's not like he's, like, trying to hit on her or something like that. He's just saying that he's not collecting payment.
I don't trust any dude that hangs out with teenage girls, no matter what, period. Don't trust him.
You better talk to Wolverine about hanging out with
X-23. Bro, that was all fucking Bryan Singer, dude. Like, Bryan Singer is a fucking documented pedo. Oh, he is on record in court.
Documented.
He's on record in court talking about fucking a 16-year-old boy, dude. Fuck that shit. I didn't know.
Wow, that was inappropriate.
I thought he was legal age. Okay, Bryan Singer.
Wow, that was inappropriate.
Who fucks 16-year-old boys and makes X-Men movies?
Oh, that's actually ironic.
I mean, if you rewatch, like, if you see this dude talking about us fucking banging a 16-year-old boy in court, and then rewatch the original X-Men through that lens, like, that movie becomes really fucking weird, dude.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be more weird if, like, instead of Rogue, it was Gambit. Come with me. you can stay with me and my camper.
Ah, gross.
Man. I mean, anyway, moving on.
Moving on to happier
things. Moving
on. We are covering.
So I find it stupid.
Deadpool.
And I'll be providing counterpoints because you fanboys just love this movie.
Okay, let me see.
It's stupid
point.
That there's a like bar that assassins hang out at. What? That's fucking dumb.
It's
dumb.
It's a place. It's like the fucking unemployment office.
Yeah, it's a place. And
they
comic
go
books.
There. They go there. And they go
I'm
to...
not. The premise is stupid, whether it's in a comic book or in the movie.
That's why it's not stupid.
I like it.
Because it's in the comic book.
I like the sneaking in copycat. That's fun. I'm wondering if they're going to bring her back in Deadpool 3 or not.
I like that bro, though. She's
oh yeah, she's nice.
She was in something else too.
She's in a few things.
Yeah,
I'm she's a little tired. Uncomfortable with the fact that she's a woman of the night, and he ends up trying to turn a hoe into a housewife, a whore into a housewife.
He doesn't care. He'll take any whore.
But as we know the story to play out, he is unable to do said thing
because she dies.
You can't do it.
Yeah, I guess from a narrative sense.
If you get through all the other obstacles, then she'll die.
Obstacles.
Man. I said one time, man, and dude.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Was such a fucking great movie. Need to do Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
I would like that.
That's what we should do fucking next.
I would like that.
And I need all the music from that shit. Like, for real. I need wall-to-wall Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou music. That shit is so hot, dude. The soundtrack's amazing.
That was a good one.
Man.
That was a fucking good one. I love when Deadpool fucks him up, stabs through the concrete, man.
You remember who that dude is?
Yeah, that's...
He left Game of Thrones to do this fucking movie.
Yeah, good call. Good call, because now he's set in Marvel Universe, because he will definitely be in Secret Wars.
Who was he?
Because they're about to bring...
He was the original prince before they recast him with that brunette, that dude that had long brown hair, like down here.
Absolutely. Everybody...
He banged, what's her name? Blondie.
Oh, yeah. Banged Cersei?
Yeah. Not Cersei. What the fuck is her goddamn name?
Oh, you're talking about the one chick.
Yeah.
That had the homo.
The dragon. The dragon chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, early on...
He was the
He was this tall, fucking pretty boy with long hair.
Khal Drogo, right?
No, it was after Khal Drogo died.
That's right. They were together.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, for, like, a season, he was on there. That's right. And then he wasn't a prince. He was the leader. He was the head of... Of some, like, mercenary army that she brought on and added to her shit.
Yeah.
And then they recast him the following season because he quit to go do this movie.
Huh.
Yeah.
But he's also...
I forgot all about that. I mean, he looks totally different.
Yeah.
He's got a bald head on this, and he's got... he looks kind of like fucking...
crazy long blonde hair on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I remember. But yeah. What else has he done? I don't think he's done some other
thing. Oh, he's done...
I don't know.
He's done several other things. He's in fucking Rebel Moon.
Which we covered on this show.
So I've seen it referred to as a flop, but Netflix has never released... Like, has it never ever released their, like, viewership shit?
Well, see, that's what I don't ever understand.
He was also in Alita Battle Angel, and he is the rebooted Transporter.
Also true. He was not good
in that. Yeah, me and Sam never understand how that works, because Netflix will tell you how much money that their budget was for something.
Right.
But they obviously don't collect a traditional, like, fee, like a ticket or something like that.
Right.
So you can't count, like, all of your monthly memberships as, like, what you made on that movie. You know
I think
I mean?
They basically, like, do they assume, divvy it up? It's like they assume that each time it's being viewed by 2.4 people or whatever the average is that they found. They multiply that by the average ticket price for a movie, which would then give them some sort of notion of...
You can't ever find any actual statistics where you find other movies, you know, don't see any of that.
Yeah.
It'll show you what they paid. It'll show you the budget, but never what they've made.
Right. And it's weird. I guess Netflix like makes actual hard media of some of their productions. No, so you could
You can still get them in the red box. Actually, you just gotta.
I'm saying like you can buy like a Netflix movie on Blu-ray.
Yeah, you can.
See, that's what I just said. Yeah. Thank you for agreeing.
Well done. It's funny that you segue into how much the budget was, because for this Deadpool movie, the budget was...
$14.
$58 million.
$58.
Oh, and it made $782.6 million.
That's what you call a fucking success.
And it had nothing to do with fucking Colossus or Negasonic teenage fucking asshole.
Yeah. I think that
like,
at the time...
It did not need to be included.
I think at the time it was just simply to keep the script options open to the deal that they were working to try to get the X-Men into the MCU. It's like, at the time, Marvel was trying to acquire Deadpool back.
Right.
But yeah. Fox was like, no, why the fuck would we?
I mean, it makes sense, because really, other than Wolverine, if you said you could only get two of them, those are the two I'd pick, Wolverine and fucking
Deadpool. I mean, shit, if I was them, I mean, really, they grabbed the best ones originally. Fucking taking Spider-Man and the X-Men, damn near Marvel itself. I mean, if you cut those two things out, that's huge.
I mean,
especially with their whole fucking gallery of villains and shit. It's a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what's lame, is that with Spider-Man, every time any new villain that's created now becomes part of the Spider-Man cinematic universe.
I just hate anytime they have another villain, I'm like, man, there's a Spider-Man villain that's better than this fucking villain. Why do we have... What is Ajax and Angel Dust? And then because Angel Dust isn't appropriate, they just call her Angel.
Yeah, she's
lame.
Lame.
Call her Angel Dust.
That shit is lame.
Bitch is Angel Dust.
Don't call her Angel Dust. Use other motherfuckers.
And we do like Gina Carano now.
She
looks fucking stupid in this movie.
I want a figure four leg like me.
She's snick thick still. It doesn't matter what she looks like.
She got a little bit smaller for Mandalorian, which I appreciated. So
yeah, I mean,
she's not this thick.
She can still put me in a headline.
Man, she was eating some sandwiches on set.
I'd have ate them with her. That'd have been part of our shit.
She would have been the sandwich you've been eating.
You cut them however you want, baby. I'll be down here eating your sandwich.
When do we get the reasoning behind the outfit?
Originally he was going in the white suit. It was like a white sweatsuit, and then he was getting too much blood on it and having to clean it all the time. So then he switched to red, and he's just kind of upgraded as he went along when he met that little old lady.
So okay, so this is basically a safety suit.
Yeah.
So you don't see all the blood all over himself.
Yeah, he talks about that in the bridge fight. Like, good thing this dude wore brown pants, because he's about to shit himself, sort of thing.
Wow, that was inappropriate.
It's true. It's literally a line in the movie.
All right.
Son of a...
Speeding along through here. So, some eggs on this bag.
I'm not even speeding through this. It's speeding on its own.
Oh, I'm just saying we're cruising right along.
Yeah, but...
We're plowing through it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I will say it's kind of nice that you can see stripper titties on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
that's kind of. I just like that ability. I can see some fucking titties.
But
on
just
Disney
because
Plus.
It's been a while.
Hey,
yes,
you're talking to my guy all wrong. It's wrong tone. Do it again. I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Been too long,
man. Way too long for that.
Some stuff. Whatever. Deadpool is in the Weapon X workshop, I guess, is probably what it's supposed to technically be considered, but they never really call it Weapon X.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see some random motherfuckers in there, some test subjects and stuff. It looked like Mauro from the Morlocks is there. I don't know if you remember who that is off top, but we just saw it on X-Men the other day. One of the Morlock people. It's the one that has like all the barbs and shit in her back. It's like the leader. Let's see here. What else we got?
Who?
Mauro.
Who? Star-Lord, man.
Yeah, Mauro.
You know.
You don't remember the Morlocks?
X-Men? No, I remember the Warlocks.
They were like little zombie people that lived down in the sewers. Yeah, like I remember those motherfuckers. And then they fought for their rights at one point and wanted to get representation in local government.
Didn't they have
big eyes? It was a really fucking stupid ass story.
And then Storm fights their leader with a double sided lightsaber and wins.
Oh yeah, yep. Forgot about that part.
But didn't they have like big eyes or some shit?
You got big eyes.
No,
you big eye bastard.
They all look kind of different.
I gotta find it.
I don't know what movie that's from, but that shit was funny. God damn.
So we're just in the
I got too much resin in my head.
Plowing through here. So Ajax threatens to sew Deadpool's mouth shut. And we see
basically.
A We see a toy as well from the original X-Men, or, well, not the X-Men, it was the Origins.
I think Dopinder deserved to have his cousin Bantu steal his girlfriend.
You didn't like
weak
that?
Weak-ass little simp motherfucker.
Whatever, he goes and fucking puts him in the trunk eventually.
Well.
Oh, he's in the trunk?
Eventually. It took fucking Deadpool to get him to get some grow some fucking balls. Fuck that.
But what is his name? Dopinder.
Dopinder.
Are you sure that's a,
that's his motherfucking name, dog? No. Amberting Downteen. Dopinder.
I was thinking that we should do
Taj Mahal is his last name.
Maybe we could do some shirts. Amberting Downteen.
Oh my god!
We have to go into partnership with your guy, man. He did the great design.
Shizukani.
He did a fantastic design, bro.
Shizu.
Yeah, we need to do that for sure.
I mean, I'm sure he'd be up for that, right?
Yeah, so okay, we had Deadpool meeting Bob in this little fight scene. That's kind of like, I wouldn't say it's his, like, partner. It's more of like his, like, sidekick, kind of, if you will. It's not like a Robin situation.
Like, I don't understand why he makes fun of the name Francis. It just doesn't... He needs to have a worse name than Francis, I feel like.
Francis isn't that bad a name. Like,
I know, that's like...
At all, like, he calls him my Francis. Every time I think of him, I think of Frank Sinatra. I'm like, he's right. Fucking cool as shit.
So, exactly.
Francis doesn't have a fucking...
Yeah.
Connotation.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't know.
It could, maybe we're wrong.
Yeah. Well, at least you agreed with me on one thing. So, we're here at the finale.
The finale.
We've got fight, which is Gina Carano versus two X-Men.
Which was
and she holds her own please against two X-Men.
Yes. Yeah.
What's her powers?
She just
Angel.
Oh, Negasonic teenage bitch.
The fucking.
She just explodes.
Yep.
No, Angel does.
Angel dust.
She gets you fucked up, son.
Yeah, she gets you fucking crazy.
You'd be leaning.
Flying and shit.
You'd be leaning.
She's just super, got super strength and shit.
I'm about to find out.
Nothing fancy.
Bro, I told you what she does. She fucks you up, man. You'd be leaning.
I'm going to lift this car.
She uses her adrenaline as fuel to increase her strength and durability to superhuman levels.
There you go.
Wow. She's got a lot of adrenaline.
She's just got strength.
That's amazing.
The character has rage and extreme adrenaline issues.
That's true. She does have issues. Okay, so Deadpool eventually beats Francis. Shoots his head off.
I like when Francis fucking stabs him in the head, though, and he starts seeing all the fucking cartoons and shit like that. That
reminded me of Black Noir from the Boys.
Yeah. Same setup, but they kind of beat him to it.
Yeah, I kind of wonder who was first because I mean, the Boys was a comic book.
But
the Boys was a comic book.
What skills?
Predated the show.
But what skills does Ajax have? And is he from the comics, or is he?
Yes, he is from the comics, and he has not Deadpool powers, but. Durability.
Yeah, he's.
I don't even know if he regenerates the same. I think it still fucks him
up. But that throw the hatchet mm-hmm. back.
It's good shit.
Follow up with the kick was pretty gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colossus and definitely could have looked better.
This is so stupid.
If they would have dropped $100 million on this, if they were confident. But if you remember back when this came out, they weren't confident with the R rating that it was going to even do well.
They're fucking stupid.
Bro, they still filmed it though. So
they're
fucking stupid.
They're assuming off top that a comic book movie, a superhero movie, whatever, it needs to be 13 so kids can come.
They're
like
fucking stupid, man.
Bro, I'm saying.
I know. They,
that's why they shouldn't have had the property to begin with. 700 times
the budget.
Shouldn't have had the property to begin with.
700 times the
Boom.
Budget.
There you go. This one.
Super tight. Yeah, man, this is brutal, man.
That dude's a badass.
I'm saying, does he have those skills? What the fuck?
Hot chick is hardcore. She took some blood off the hands. Trying to escape here. Kind of good.
They don't ever actually call her that, but she's definitely supposed to be copycat. I'm wondering if she comes back in Deadpool 3.
Now, why won't they call her that? I don't understand what that means.
I didn't realize that.
So Ajax...
Start giving her a name, and she has to be in a suit, and she's going to cost more money.
Man, she's just hot, dog.
Enhanced strength and reflexes.
See, nothing fancy for him either. I think his, like, nerve endings were burn off or something like that whenever he...
So there in the finale, Deadpool has got a gun pointed at Ajax's head. Colossus tries to stop him. He does the 4 or 5 moments speech, and then Deadpool fucking blows his fucking brains out anyway.
Well done.
That part of it, I was going
to say, you have to at least appreciate the ending.
I did appreciate it. So we're here at the ending. Let's grade this motherfucker.
Side note, if you go back a little bit to where he's got the little unicorn that he's riding, and he, like, for lack of a better term, strokes its fucking horn, and it fucking jizzes.
Ejaculates.
It jizzes rainbows.
It does.
I want to get that tattoo on my butt cheek.
That's what happens when you ejaculate unicorn horns. So, Sam Simeon.
Oh, this is a A-plus for me.
A-plus for Kellen the Wise.
I would have liked the budget to be switched around a little bit, but still, good movie. Good attempt.
The fact that you said good attempt, I feel like invalidates your A.
Oh, not at all.
This is like saying nice try.
This is a $50 million.
Nice try, buddy.
This is a $50 million movie.
This is a nice try, buddy movie.
This does not look like $50 million.
I am going to go A.
Okay. We have well documented my feelings about Ryan Reynolds. The fact that they actually had the audacity to cast Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool makes it just makes him infinitely more annoying to me. That said, there are a couple really strong scenes. And Marina Baccarin is fucking hot, dude.
Yeah.
She's so hot in this movie. TJ Miller was actually kind of lame in this. He was a minus for me. Yeah, no, he didn't do great. Gina Carano's haircut was regrettable.
Yeah. Oh, that haircut was fine. I said she's thick. I didn't say her hair.
So we're gonna go D plus for me on this.
A D plus.
Yeah, which we'll just call it a B. We'll just call it a B since you guys got two A's.
A plus, an A, and a D plus.
Yeah, that'd be like a B. Yeah. B minus, maybe.
Call it a B plus. It's fine. We'll call it a B plus officially.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm good.
Quick break. We're going to be right back with another
said that was the last
movie.
Break.
No, quick break. No,
you are here first. Another exclusive track. Right now.
One, and in comes the two to the three. One, and in comes the two. One, and in comes the two. One, and in comes the two to the three and four. Then I drop the beat I have in store. Lay phonetics on the top like a frog. Make it sound smoother later. Make a dub. Initiate well so that you can tell. I am not illiterate. No, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool. I'm with it.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
This is Callan the Wise, and from the makers of Come and Cider, Juice Boxes comes Macaque and Cider. Smooth, silky taste. Frothy, but in a good way. Women go crazy for Macaque and Cider. Even married women. Mmm, it's that good. Brewed proudly in Missionary Hills, Ireland, by Virgin Eunuch Monks. Try Macaque and Cider. And for those special occasions, we've also got Hard Dickens Cider. Same frothy taste, but 98% alcohol. It's basically moonshine. For those nights you just want to take her home, but she's stubborn. And finally, try Fat Wang's Halfway In, Oriental Wings and Walks. That's down the street from Hella's Fur and Nails, pretty much next door to Heimdall's. Buy two wings, get one walk when you pay for it. I really wasn't supposed to say all this, but Bruce Lee loved this shit. That's Fat Wang's Oriental Wings and Walks. And now, back to the Super Show.
And just like that. That's yeah. How you land the fucking plane.
Now we're here for a worse Deadpool movie.
Great. So we are now in the odder Deadpool movie.
Can we even call this Deadpool? Because it's really an advertisement for an X-Force movie that never got made.
Yeah. I know, but it was still fantastic. It's
fucking stupid,
man. It was fantastic.
It was fucking cameo loaded, so if that gives you any indication of what 3's going to do, then...
And you got to keep in mind, this was obviously the last non-Marvel produced Deadpool movie.
Right.
And part of this entire series that we're doing as we're doing this show about Deadpool is to get ready for this spring when we will be doing the tentpole Deadpool 3 extravaganza.
Benji can't wait.
Because it is the biggest Marvel movie in the last 5 years, because it's the only Marvel movie within one calendar year.
Oh, cool. Dopinder's back. Yay.
Dopinder. Yeah. I love it.
That's right. And
that's why I was saying Dopinder. It's Dopinder.
Dopinder, yeah. Yeah.
So we know the story.
It's like, it's like your name being Larry.
Yeah. instead of Sam.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Putting the accent on kill off, second syllables.
We kill stupid. Off Vanessa at the beginning.
By random ass, weak ass street thug motherfuckers. That shit is so stupid.
Right out the gate. I was like, why wouldn't you have somebody of some... Especially when you're about to have Cable in this movie. There's a lot of ways you could have done this.
Oh, and, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Because he time travels.
But what do we know the reason why she's not in... Why she's out of it so fast? Were they moving away from her? Was she busy?
That's what I'm wondering. I thought that I saw that she's supposed to be in the next one.
But I'm saying, why did they... Was that always part of the narrative? Does she die? I don't know Deadpool's comic history.
It is his little girlfriend really in the comic books. Yeah.
But does she die ever? Is this a thing?
I mean, copycat, yeah, I think copycat does.
Okay, so I will say there is one positive about this movie. The fucking opening credits. All James Bond style.
Yeah.
Man. I like that too. That shit...
I like this at the beginning.
I gotta give it to the director, whoever's idea was to make it a weird homoerotic James Bond fucking thing. Too funny.
I like that, but I'm like, at the same time, obviously you can live, so that's not the issue. But I would probably want to enjoy brutally fucking beating somebody,
bro.
But would you enjoy more? Would you enjoy more throwing somebody safely for yourself into a moving vehicle?
I don't know, man. I think I would enjoy the beating.
Man, I think I'd go with the brutal car crash, and I'm up close and personal because clearly I'm getting hit with it too. So yeah,
I do like this opening though. So did you just kill her? Presented by what the fuck?
Yeah, well, I like how they did this—the angle on through the body shot, camera angle.
Yeah, this opening is pretty good, and you can obviously tell just from the beginning of this movie that the budget is tremendously more. Sam, how much was the budget on this?
And it made so much less than the first one.
They basically did the same issue that you had in number one in this one.
Fucked them up. Like they fucked it up, man. They didn't make a Deadpool movie. That's the problem. That's why people didn't go back to watch it. Because
they made their money off people going to see the first one 3 and 4 times.
Not true. So what? They spent $110 million on this, and they made $786. Huge numbers still.
So the first one was 14 times their money. This one was seven times their money.
Yeah, so they basically made about the same but spent double the money. See, I feel like if they would have spent...
Double, it was 50. They spent 50 on the first one, and then they spent 100 on the second one. Yeah. Math, dog. Math.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, if they would have spent that whole 110 on the first one, I feel like it would have been a better movie, and then would have been a better movie because of that.
Exactly. T.J. Miller's back. He's dressed like a fucking high school teacher. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
I just was waiting. I was hoping in this one that we would have somebody cool.
You smell like somebody's shit in a Civil War wound.
Like, why would you do that? Why would you shit in the Civil War wound? But that's what you smell like. It's funny.
I like his those things, and then when he first sees him in the first ones with all the shit that he looks like, he's like, you look like an avocado that fucked another avocado, but it was like hate fucking.
It's true. It is. Yeah, the black lady is.
She's coming.
We did see that he was serious with the cure to blindness was right there next to the 8 ball of coke that he puts under his mask and explodes.
Ready to go. And he did the LeBron with the cocaine dust. He did the LeBron.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And he decides that's another good choice, I'd say.
He decides to do himself.
Anything that makes fun of LeBron James, I'm down with.
If he's just having a tough time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I did not know that.
I fucking hate
LeFlop.
You know I don't like that dude. I've been hating on that dude for years.
I am not aware of said information.
He is fucking garbage.
LeFlop.
Just reversed the rotation there, buddy.
You in on this?
I don't know, maybe.
If you gotta want
to
be.
Yeah, you gotta push it to the limit.
Push it up.
How'd that go again?
Push it to the limit.
What?
Push it to the limit.
Huh.
Welcome back to the Super Show. Series 3, episode 93, the Dwight Freeney.
The Freenster.
We're talking to our dead wife in the afterlife, which I fucking hate.
It was weird.
Stupid.
It's really weird because he can have a full-on conversation with her, no problem, but when he starts to like walk towards her, he like runs into a fucking force field. Like, I don't understand the dream rules that you guys have going on here, but okay.
Okay.
We could have been a doo-wop group back in the day.
They gave Colossus an actual X-Men shirt in this one instead of just
looking
like he's wearing...
Watch the Marvel version.
Cargo shorts.
Look totally different. Watch the Marvel version. Look totally different. They just... I don't know what it is about anybody interpreting their characters.
The obviously lesbian chick from the first movie is now back, and they actually did her makeup and hair for this movie, unlike the first one.
She does look better.
And she basically looks like...
I mean, she looks like what you Justin fucking
Bieber.
She's like a gay boy.
Fact that, her fucking girlfriend's hot, bro.
She's hot.
That chick.
Because I know that there's a VJJ in there.
Sideways or not.
Saw that, dude. You see Tung Po with that fucking sideways kid.
The little girl you like, Kumiko, that at the end of, what is it, the Wolverine origin movie, that's the chick that he like teams up with. So it'll be interesting to see if they kind of finally do pivot from Deadpool into an X-Force, like, and have another team running around. So you're going to have to do something with Wolverine. You're not just going to introduce Wolverine and be like, well, it was fun. We'll see him in 4 or 5 years. They're going to use him.
So here's the world's shittiest rendition of Cable ever. Like, it just...
It was sad for me.
But just so bad.
See, I don't know the character enough to be able to grade...
I don't even know that it translates to live action. Like, I feel like that character is just... One of those characters that may just not, like, you just can't do it correctly on screen. I don't know. Because it's just so infinitely less cool in this.
And Josh Brolin is a good actor. Like, I don't, like, I mean, he's dealing with what he's dealing with here. So I don't fault him. Just doesn't work.
I just would have liked him to look a little bit different. He should be more like big and brooding than he is.
Yeah, he's just sort of a dude.
Yeah, he just looks like a dude with a metal arm.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, what I didn't like is that damn Colossus. His metal was like what fuck kind? What is it like? Pewter?
What's he made out of? Yeah, it's like tarnished like, brass.
Yeah, it's, like not, it's like not shiny. I don't know if it was like an issue with CGI or something like that. But like, why does he not the whole, look like? Why is he not like
made out of? Out, he's like made out. Yeah, like he's made out of like under bridge metal. You know what I mean?
Like this dude is mad because he's got bullied for being fat, so he turned into a villain. Like stupid.
But look,
I don't think they ever like give him the name, but I'm pretty sure he's supposed to be one of the original X-Forcers with Deadpool and Cable. I'm pretty sure he's supposed to be Fire Fist.
Yeah, that's probably Fire Fist. All three of him.
Which is the weirdest fucking, or well, maybe not the weirdest, but a really weird fucking comic book name.
Well, just think, well, they got Iron Fist, Fire Fist, Power Fist.
Power Fist, I mean... Fire Fist just sounds weird.
Fire Fist. So, but I think he's going through some heavy shit or something. It's like very odd shit.
He's mad. Yep,
and Deadpool decides to shoot one of the dudes in the head because he's abusing the kid.
I'm trying to figure out who's doing this kid's hair while he's in jail. He's got this fucking styled up. Fucking moosed out pomade shit. Do we have any
Easter eggs on these people? Are these so people? Many. Are they all, they're people, right?
Yeah.
Marvel people.
Yeah, some of them, yeah, evidently. But they don't do a great job
of... You just
of...
shot Black Tom. Fucking racist.
Black Tom. So, look, we see the jail scene. Is this where we're at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were going to throw the kid in jail regardless, but Deadpool got himself thrown in there for shooting the dude in the head.
And Papa, can you hear me?
So the kid's trying to be all friendly and talk to him about being friends and stuff. He's like, fuck you, I'm not your friend. It's like the worst thing that you could say. Like he acts like he's there to help the kid and then says the absolute most fucked up shit to him.
Well, it's because he's got that fucking neck collar on and it's suppressing his power and he has rampant fucking cancer. So if he doesn't have his power to heal himself, he's going to die.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that part, but he doesn't have to be a dick about it.
So he's just like, the dudes and the little kids, or the Fire Fist kids, like, yeah, you're here to protect me. And Deadpool's like, I'm going to die, bro.
Yeah, so now they see that he's still
under the effects. Here comes mid's Cable.
I would have just...
So mid.
I would have just liked him to look a little bit
different. He needs more metal on his fucking face, too. And like
I don't know, just the way he looks is just odd. Like, the fucking little cape he's got on, fucking just the loose army pants. Doesn't
work.
He just doesn't look... shit, I would have liked the comic book rendition of him in basically the yellow and blue fucking suit.
Man. Like, I think maybe Drax would have to be like him. Like, that's like the right size of person. And I think, like, you could get... You have to put like a wig on him or something, but I think Drax would probably Dave Bautista would probably be the right person to because he's like that size, dude. He's like just giant Jack Diesel dude.
But is he or was it that fucking weird drawing style when he was created?
No, he's still a big fucking dude, man. To this day,
man, this was
gross. His counterpart X-Man was a lot more slender in the way they drew him. It wasn't. I mean, like. Not everyone was like that, but.
Yeah, but I'm saying all those dudes that were like from Image Comics and all of them that Marvel had first.
I don't think Rob Liefeld had anything to do with the creation of Cable, from what I understand.
No, not Rob Liefeld, but everyone.
Well, he's the one that did that shit. He turned fucking Captain America into a joke, dude. No. Still to this day, that fucking
like that giant cap,
dude. That it's still to this day, like it is. Literally, I mean, it's considered the worst Cable, art ever.
Cable was created, Nathan Summers was created by Chris Claremont, Cable was created by Rob Liefeld.
Wait, what? Who was?
Cable was created by Rob
Liefeld. You just said Chris Claremont.
He created Nathan Summers.
Nathan Summers is the character Cable, essentially.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Chris Claremont and Rick Minardi.
When he made him, he just made him as... Chris Claremont made him as Nathan Summers, which is the...
Then Rob Liefeld turned him into Cable. Into
Cable, right.
Motherfucker.
So, Cable has a really weird setup, to be honest. He's the kid of Cyclops and Madeline Pryor, which is a Jean Grey clone. So he's basically like the...
Well, I mean, like, during when I was actually reading Cable, I mean, and I fucking read him, like, I have Cable 1, in fact. I also have X-Man 1, but I've got Cable 1, and he wasn't drawn all ill-built like that. Like, the art, I don't even think Rob Liefeld was doing the art at that point.
Yeah, I don't think
so either.
I mean, when he got his first solo book.
Yeah, because at that point, he would have been on, like...
He would have been on to Image.
Yeah, he would have been New Mutants, though. Cable. You're talking about... Well,
Cable had his... Like, he was introduced, like, prior to Age of Apocalypse, because his character was integral to the story of Age of Apocalypse. But anyways, moving on.
How are we going to move on? We're still in Deadpool 2. What is it, Deadpool?
Deadpool. But yeah, they missed the whole thing, though. You never got to see him with any of his telekinetic powers either. Honestly, you didn't get to see him with any. He didn't look like he had any power.
Right.
He just had a big-ass gun in
his arm. He was just an army dude.
Yeah.
Basically.
Basically looked like a future soldier.
So we recruit the X-Force people. This is so fucking embarrassing. Domino's the only cool one.
Oh, man, I love Domino. So what's your power? I'm lucky. That's not a power. Yes, it is.
Actually,
it is. Well, you're hired. So, oh, lucky me.
Shatterstar was one. You got Peter.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what we get is Shatterstar, a B-grade new mutant. Like... I don't even know if B-grade is appropriate.
I like when he says, do you have any powers you want to tell us about? He's like, no.
No.
Yeah, so, and then, like, the worst thing that you can ever do in a movie is to fucking have all this shit happen and then undo it at the end and make it never have happened.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, just such a fucking cliche,
I think that they really just didn't know the direction, but they knew that they wanted to do this movie. Like, they kind of left it open-ended to do whatever they wanted.
I mean, but who is Domino associated with?
With X-Force and Deadpool. Deadpool and Domino.
Bro, where you been, dog?
No, I said I did not read.
But she's not she's not a black woman in the comic book.
She's the chick with the white face and a black circle over one of her eyes.
Is she like Asian or some shit?
I think she might be.
Why are you being completely racist against Don
Brown? You shot Black Tom!
Yeah, that was good when he killed
him. The nerve.
But why is that? Black Tom Cassidy, I saw him. What does he do?
I forget what his power is. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, obviously not great at being a bad guy since we don't really know who the fuck he is. His name's Black Tom.
I mean, that's... his name in the comic books. I just can't remember what his power
is. But it's like Black and Uncle Tom. Like, Jesus Christ, dude.
It's like Sebastian Shaw.
All right, we got to talk about this Juggernaut rendition.
Man.
Just a little fun fact.
Would I be opposed to a full CGI Juggernaut in this movie? No, Juggernaut and Deadpool have history with each other in comic books. Like
Ryan Reynolds is the voice of Deadpool Juggernaut and the motion capture.
Yes, weird.
Just so we know.
Weird. And I'm not okay with the way that he looks.
Me neither. At all.
In any way, shape, or form.
Me neither.
I do like that he fucking rips Deadpool in half. That's fun.
I guess.
Sick as fuck. That's probably one of the best things you see happen. Amazing. Although, being ripped in half, I don't give a fuck what your healing factor is. You're bleeding out. Everyone in the history of life...
He regenerates his blood.
He regenerates blood.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Man, come on, dog.
He recreates what is missing. That's what the difference in his healing factor and...
So now, okay, in this case...
Like, all those holes will refill with new skin.
I said that about a vagina or two, but whatever.
Wow, that was inappropriate.
God, this movie sucks. It's really just bad. This movie's amazing, bro. Man. No, it's not. Fat Boy is
you don't like Fat
doing
Boy Slim?
Mime shit.
I mean, but look, he's in half. So he's going to have to get
I'm
himself.
Looking at his face.
So those half. Legs will grow into what?
Domino into is dope, dude. Pool. Domino's dope, man.
Yep, we like Domino.
No, he lost his dick back there, by the way, which means he's regenerating a dick.
He's regenerating a dick.
You think so?
He's trying to.
Well, I'm saying, where do you get that
Cable
from?
Is so lame.
Look at those fucking boots he's wearing.
Like, oh, because they're halfway down.
They're fucking...
Yeah.
I'm wearing some Carhartt work boots.
So now we're all going to team up.
Yes, but I didn't see the part. Oh,
plan's going to fail. Then they're going to go. Then they're going to undo it all.
You think so?
And everyone lives happily ever after.
It's yeah. Well, the point is, the kid in Cable's future is like uber bad. Like fucks all kinds of shit up. So he wants to come back in
with
the past
his
and
fire
kill him
fists
as a kid.
Is that's what he's trying to do?
That's the premise of this movie, yes.
Yeah, Fire Fist is so dangerous, he's going to undo the world.
You think so?
That's why Cable's here. I don't think so. Cable
thinks
so.
He knows it.
I'm just saying here, in the Juggernaut fight,
that was crazy.
That was sick.
That was actually pretty fucking crazy. So we're talking about where the bookcase fell and beheaded the dude, the bad guy. That was
He's gonna need a recapitation. If he has henchman insurance, he'll be.
He better have henchman insurance. Why is he henching without henchman insurance?
Why would you be henching without henchman insurance?
That's a new bit right there. Why are you out here henching,
man?
Man, you better stop henching.
Man, but
no
henching. I gotta give another little fucking henching. Complaint about this.
Stop henching.
Is the strike. This Juggernaut yeah. and Colossus fight. So you're telling me in the last movie that Colossus has a hard time fighting Angel Dust with Negasonic and him, and he holds his own against Juggernaut. No, Juggernaut would fuck him up in that notion.
No shit, dude.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And he fucking knocks his tooth out in one punch.
Yeah, did you
but
see
Colossus
that shit?
Breaks both of his fingers like it's nothing. I'm like, where was all this last week?
Depowered Juggernaut's not even remotely
right.
cool.
No, not even close to the right.
And his body frame should be more like the Hulk, not a tall, odd, weird
yeah,
body
they did
frame.
Make him too
could
tall,
it be
I thought,
said
too.
That James Gunn ripped off Brightburn? Rip the idea of Brightburn off of Fire Fist in this movie.
Maybe a little bit.
You said
it's a little bit similar.
Well, I will say though, I kind of like that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
That little
motherfucker.
That's a fucked up old concept. What if Superman came and he wanted to fuck shit up?
I never seen.
I mean,
oh, you should check it.
They turned that idea into the Injustice franchise.
Yeah,
in which Superman impregnates. Lois Lane, and then Lois Lane's get and the baby get murdered, and then Superman turns bad.
Oh, I don't understand why they had to show his butt cheeks.
Because Colossus is about to put a fucking electric cable up his butthole.
Why does he need to do that?
Well, I don't know. A lot of stuff going on there to unpack.
Yeah, unjam. That shit is inappropriate, man.
Right in front of the teenage lesbian, too.
So do you see where they're going with this?
It looks like Katie Lang.
Why did they have to stick it in his ass? I did not see.
Because it's Deadpool. That like this is the 13-year-old humor to which I refer.
At 13, I did not think sticking electrical wires in your ass was funny.
Yes, you would have.
No.
He still thinks it's funny.
Do you think it's funny?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. But I like how he had to have a big sandwich. It was all sad and shit.
Him dying for 20 minutes is a little annoying.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't understand you not understanding. This is about him getting as much screen time as possible because he's one of the best monologuers in Hollywood.
It wasn't a monologue.
Anytime he talks, it's the fucking monologue.
Cable
sir.
Goes back in time and like the lamest go back in time fucking... rendition ever. Did you see him just going back in time right there? That shit was so fucking lame, dude.
How did he go back in time? He just took a fucking taxi?
No, he, like, didn't you just see it a second ago? No. He literally just, shook himself around. Oh, he just went back in time. He was shaking, like an epileptic seizure.
He has a little, Cable in this has a little watch that he turns and he fucking presses it, and then he'll, like, do the Doctor Strange, freak out for a second, go back in time.
Dude, it looks so stupid.
I like the little egg here of Deadpool and his X-Force get up. That's what they made him look like.
Get up, get up, get down.
So, but
the gray uniform and then the reverse back. X-Men uniform are the coolest Deadpool uniforms.
But where did he get the coin from?
I forget. I think he got it from Cable, maybe.
Cable gave
or, him? No. I think he got it from a Domino.
That's pretty good. Okay.
I think she was like, you'll need this later or something stupid like that. So he put it on.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Come with me if you want to live.
What a great preview to a movie that never got fucking made.
Well, I think that what basically is going on now with them, and you allude to over and over, is what happened to the end of this movie and their vision on where they wanted to go. They fucked up. Too much weird shit.
I mean,
and then who knows what the fuck they were thinking with the fuck, like, they, everything they've
tried. They did a lot of weird shit in the first one.
Yeah.
But now we're able to see what Fox did with these characters, and now we're going to see what Marvel does with these characters in the same vein.
Well, I would say Marvel's recent track record makes me very afraid.
Yeah, but not with this. I think this is this one's going. I like that right this there. Ball, she
said, try a 7 to get that collar off of him. He said, what? And it worked, and she said,
lucky number 7.
He said, lazy writing.
But no, I mean, this is like,
That Domino chick is hot. When she can get it. Oh, yeah, can we be clear on this? Domino can get it.
And you put his strengths in, like Batman. It's written in the character's DNA that he finds a way. You don't know how until it comes to that point, but that's part of Batman's character, is that he finds a way. Part of the Hulk is he gets stronger the more angry he gets.
Well, there's a difference between finding a way and showing an end to a movie and then undoing the end and everyone living happily ever after. That shit is stupid.
They literally, at the end of this, he gets his time travel device and can do what the fuck ever he wants to.
Yeah, so why didn't you do that shit, you fucking moron? Anyway.
This is an extension of that. So you're going to
say, right, let's grade this dumbass movie.
We missed in the little, I guess, team up or whatever when they were flying into town. We missed Brad Pitt getting electrocuted as the Vanisher.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so he had a little cameo there.
Well, fuck him anyway.
You don't like Brad Pitt?
I don't like this movie.
And Brad Pitt did that scene for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, he did it for $3.99.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
What does that have to be like to have friends where you can be like, I'm going to call Brad and ask him to be in my movie?
Well, that's just, so I'm wondering what kind of cameos are coming for this fucking new one, man.
You know what's coming.
I'm going to hit a few of them here in a minute.
You know what's coming.
All right. Kellen Wise, grade this shit.
This one's definitely a step back. There are things I do like, but
it has elements.
Elements.
Give me a B on this one.
Okay.
I'd say B as well.
D minus.
Two B's and a D minus is a what?
C.
A fucking C. But, I mean.
Man, I don't know about that.
It's the second movie in the series.
It's a C.
No matter what, good or bad, the Super Show
let's all be honest, it's are a
the
C.
law. So if that's the number that it gets, that's the real ranking of that fucking movie.
Hey, it happens.
There's nothing we can do about it. Whatever Fox anyone else ranks it, they're stupid and don't understand how to rank
they
things.
Made a preview for a movie that didn't get made.
And so, which would have been a better movie. It would have been a better movie.
Right after this, they sold rights to all their shit.
Exactly.
Gave it up. So,
bunch of bitches.
Deadpool 3 around the corner.
Yep, which was the epilogue we can do because we were going to make sure that we cover the fact that we will be covering that movie.
Yes, yes.
As a tentpole.
And, I mean, I'm sure that y'all have seen all the
conflicting reports of all this's and that's. But Screen Rant, who is decently reputable, I feel like, has a list of expected cameos. So we get X-23, your little pedo chick from the Singer movie. We get Patrick Stewart, Charles Xavier, Ian McKellen.
If he's still alive.
Magneto. I'm wondering.
He's about to die any day now.
Really?
Well, look at his ass, man.
He's probably already done his scenes at this point.
Bro, you look like you could just. And he just.
Sucking all that dick, man.
Yep.
No, he
that's said, what them British actors like doing, man. They suck dick, bro.
Not Patrick Stewart. Ian McKellen.
I thought they were sucking each other.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's like.
But they're saying Ian McKellen cheeks. Is coming back as Magneto, but I thought that they were bringing Fassbender back as well. So that's not on here, but that's just one that I had read. They're bringing back Elizabeth Olsen as Scarlet Witch, Channing Tatum as Gambit, Halle Berry as Storm.
They gotta get Channing Tatum as Gambit in there. They got to. He has to actually make it to screen as Gambit.
They keep talking about this whole Gambit thing, and you keep running the same issue that you do with everything. What the fuck is a Gambit by himself? Gambit is X-Men. So until you have X-Men. You can't just have a Gambit movie by himself.
Still has to be like you have to see Channing Tatum as Gambit.
I'm for it.
We have to.
I'm just saying the premise of him having a fucking standalone movie is kind of stupid. They can't even make a fucking team up X-Men movie well. What's her face though? Famke Janssen as Jean Grey.
Hell yeah, she can get it.
James Marsden coming back. To Cyclops.
I don't know what a Famke is, but she can get it.
I don't know what a Famke is either.
Famke.
James Marsden.
Oh, Famke, key.
They got James Marsden coming back as Cyclops. Ben Affleck as Daredevil. Wesley Snipes as Blade. Julian McMahon apparently as Doctor Doom, but I thought they cast the other dude as Doctor Doom. So again, I got questions.
Who gives a shit?
I think we all do.
And then apparently they're going to have fucking old Tay-Tay in there as Dazzler.
Taylor Ooh. Swift?
You didn't know? You guys didn't know that what they fucking cast Taylor nope. Swift as Dazzler?
No. Nope.
Yeah. You guys remember that Jesus fucking comic Christ. Book? Dazzler was weird, man.
I'm not for that.
Dazzler was a weird comic book.
Although, all jokes aside, though, as if you know the character, she fucking fits perfectly frame wise. Like she absolutely is that. She looks just like her.
So, oh yeah, I mean it's not a bad casting or anything. I'm just saying you know why they're doing that, and don't think that if they come out with a Dazzler movie and she's in it, that motherfucker it will not be the best Marvel movie that year because it will be.
That is true. That
it'll
is
probably be true. Half of a musical, damn near. Yeah, but it will fucking be that is huge. True.
But the Dazzler, the character, she's a pop star too.
She like fucking rollerblades and skates, and it came out in the 80s, so she goes to like fucking discos and shit like that. Like it could be a good thing.
So that wraps it up, ain't it?
Yeah, this has been the super motherfucking show, bitches.
Son of a.
It's true.
This has been the Super Show. We thank you for your support, and until next time, do more, say less, and get your shit together. I have been Lord Macadell, Barry Terrycloth III. Class? Dismiss.